and her wild animals will be appearing here at noon, 3, and 6.
Your panties!
Show us your tits!
Ellie tapped the quart on her boots, keeping her smile going at full radiance.
Gentlemen out there seem real interested in what I got to show that I'm not showing right now. Well, now, there's times that I do, and there's times that I don't. But what I will promise to show you...
Show us, lady!
Oh, forgive me for talking while you're interrupting, mister.
Ellie dropped a curtsy in the man's direction.
I promise to show you animals that none of you will have ever seen. A royal tiger, the meanest and most powerful carnivore in the entire ever-loving history of creation. A proven man-killer with over 30 corpses to its name.
Ryan glanced sideways at JB, who was standing at the bar with him and with the three daughters.
She's pretty good at it, isn't she?
You should see her when the shills are difficult.
Shills?
The crowd, Ryan. Ma's at her best when her back's to the wall. This bunch is blind kittens for her.
Lions and bears and a tiger. Plus a dozen rattlers.
Snakes?
Sure. Katie milks them every other day. But they got the fangs and Ma does get bit now and then.
Out back, you know the times. Be noon real soon, friends. Be there and be amazed.
When Ryan and JB strolled over to their wag, they found four of the hunters standing around it. Another one was up on top, looking like he was trying unsuccessfully to lever open the turret hatch.
What are you aiming to do if you manage to get inside?
Ryan kept his voice friendly and gentle, his hand on the butt of the Sig Sauer. The man by the turret had a straggling beard and wore a necklace of what looked like the skulls of minks.
Oh, nothing, friend, just sort of checking. Wouldn't object to that, would you now?
Yeah, we would. Anyone touches our wag could get hurt.
There's only two of you outlanders. There's plenty of us buffalo boys in town. Could be you and your one-eyed friend there that gets to be hurt.
Ryan had plenty of experience with this sort of prickly situation. Trader used to say that if you took 1 foot backward, then you'd likely end up with 6 feet of cold clay lying on your breast. Ryan didn't hesitate for a moment, utterly confident that JB was ready for him to make the move and would back him all the way. Ryan stepped in closer to the man, sizing him up. He was just on 6 feet tall, with his 200 pounds centered around the belly and hips. He wore a torn vest and a home-built single-shot flintlock pistol on his hip. His eyes were bloodshot, and Ryan could smell the shine on his breath.
Hey, now!
The hunter flinched, seeing the cold anger in Ryan's face. He was watching for the automatic that lay under Ryan's right hand, and never saw the wickedly curving left jab that didn't travel more than about 14 inches before it exploded into his midriff. Having delivered the punch, Ryan immediately took 3 paces back, finally drawing the Sig Sauer, covering the man on the top of the wag, as well as his shaken companions. The other reason was to move out of the way. The man lay at Ryan's feet, his legs drawn up, his face the color of milk and grits, his mouth wide open as he fought to suck in some air.
You fucking children! Hey, now there was no cause for that!
Ryan looked up at the man on the wag, gesturing with the barrel of his 9mm blaster.
You want to get down now? We only give one warning.
You bastard! No call for that!
Ryan considered laying out the man on the ground with a kick behind the right ear, but decided that the lesson had probably been learned by the group of men. Word of the lesson would spread quickly through Wetherill Springs.
Now move away. Next person we see within spitting distance of our wag ends up hurt real bad.
Two of the hunters helped up their injured friend, and they all shambled away, not even looking back at JB and Ryan over their shoulders.
Nice punch. Pretty. Trader would have been proud of you.
Ryan holstered his gun.
Thanks. You gonna watch this show?
Sure. Sounds to me like it could be real interesting.
The midday sun shone brightly on the sweating pate of the towering barkeep. He had led the applause after Cassius and Brutus, the black bears, had performed their rota of tricks, but Ryan had noticed that the man had brought his steel jackbox with him and kept it snug beneath his foot. Virtually everyone in the little Pestalville had come to the old orchard behind the Shangri-La to watch the noon performance of Mistress Satana and her deadly animals.
How about your lions and tigers?
Here they come, mister.
Ellie beckoned to her daughters to release the animals. Ryan was aware of his own conditioned reflex, his right hand gripping the butt of his gun, seeing his own reaction mirrored by the audience. Raja belied his age and frailty, giving vent to a deafening roar as he was goaded down the ramp from his cage by Julie. His head turned from side to side along the rows of watching men and women, as if he were in the process of selecting his lunch. Balthazar and Rosa came close behind him, though the three big cats ignored one another.
How does she train them?
Mostly trained when we bought them. Mainly tamed. But you still don't get careless and ever turn your back on them. Not even old Raja.
Ryan had seen a number of performing bears, sorry, decrepit, flea-ridden creatures with collars of rusting iron that had worn septic wounds around their scrawny throats. Clawless and toothless, they would dance while being jabbed with a spiked prod or flicked with a barbed whip. Trader had once violently lost his temper with a smiling young teenager in Kansas who had an animal that was barely alive. Trader had first put a merciful bullet through the head of the wretched bear and then stripped the youth and had the collar welded around his neck. He used the electric prod to make him jig and caper, weeping and begging for mercy, until he finally collapsed unconscious, his feet pulped and bleeding. Ellie's performance with the tiger and the two lions was nothing like that. It wasn't really very much like a traditional animal act at all. The fact that these lethal creatures were free, unchained, and not behind bars gave a frisson of genuine danger to the proceedings. The knowledge that at any moment the tiger or either of the lions might break free of Ellie's control and run bloodily amok throughout the crowd provided an edge of danger that you could almost taste, salty and hot. Nell was leaning against one of the wags, her shoulder touching Ryan. She was plucking at some of the loose strands of satin thread on her knives, vivid orange, turquoise, crimson, and cobalt.
You should travel with us, Ryan. You and JB here. We could all have us some real nice times together.
All of us?
Nell grinned, the pink tip of her tongue darting out between parted lips.
Sure, all of us.
Ryan felt himself becoming aroused at the thought of the nest of tangled limbs, closing his eye for a moment to try to wipe away the vision. Ellie was kneeling in the center of the open space by a rugged pear tree, while Raja levered his front paws, rather slowly and painfully, onto her shoulders from behind. Balthazar lay across her lap, while Rosa, her flanks heaving as she breathed, stood directly in front of the helpless woman and opened her enormous jaws.
Everyone, real quiet, please!
Ellie leaned forward, one hand on either side of her face, to hold back the great flood of raven hair. Ryan wasn't certain, but he thought he detected the glint of metal in her left hand, as though she were gripping some kind of small knife. Just in case. Rosa's jaws opened wider, the green and curious eyes staring past its mistress, seeming to focus on the tall figure of the barkeep, who shifted nervously. Ryan found himself holding his breath, aware of the horror that would result if something went wrong. Ellie leaned farther forward, submissively, until her head was completely within the framing jaws, the curved, cruel teeth brushing at her face. For a few heartbeats, she held the pose, the group looking like the living embodiment of some heroic Victorian piece of commemorative statuary. Finally, she broke away and slapped the big lioness affectionately on the side of the neck.
Easy! It's a trick! Mangy fuckers wouldn't even bite a shrimp in half!
Then your dick will be safe in her mouth, mister. Come on and try it, why don't you?
Ryan grinned, guessing that Illy had honed her wit over the years of touring with the act and probably knew the likely things a drunk audience might throw at her and the best replies to bring most of them onto her side. The hunter scowled at finding himself the unexpected center of the crowd's laughter.
Watch him. Pot just waiting to boil right over.
Ryan nodded. Ellie was on her feet again, bowing to the cheers, raising her hand to quiet them.
To finish this little show,